23 minutes after 8 o'clock. Welcome back. We are cruising along in hour number three today, and we are joined in studio by our now regular friends and guests from Theatricos. And the performance coming up starting June 9th is a hilarious extravaganza, I'm reading. Five lesbians eating a quiche. Now, before we get to that, Michael, you just said something that I thought was pretty good, okay? I think you said something profound that I was listening to. Can you just repeat that for us, and then we'll get into the show.
Yes. My day job is actually as a French professor at NAU, and I was saying that one of the most liberating revelations of my adult life was the realization that 90% of adulting is faking it.
Nice. Okay, so get that. Write that down, but say it like you thought of it, okay? That's important when you repeat I'm not even going to call it a cliche. That's a mantra. That's like life. That's a life lesson, right?
I do expect royalties every time someone repeats it.
Yeah, we need to manage your expectations. Yeah. we're going to have to do that. Anyway, tell us about the show. So I've got Lily, I've got Michael, I've got Christine. They're all part of this show, Five Lesbians Eating a Quiche. And so, yeah, so I don't have to say that over and over again. Tell me a little bit about this performance. We'll start with you, Lily.
Hi there. My name's Lily. I'm playing Luli Stanwyck. She's the president of the Susan B. Anthony Society for the Sisters of Gertrude Stein. And the play takes place in 1956 at their annual quiche breakfast. Now, these five officers of the society are obsessed with quiche, and they are so excited for this year's prize quiche, and they can't wait for you guys to come and try it with them.
That's awesome, Michael.
Of course, it being 1956, it's also set amid the Red Scare and fear of nuclear attack. And as you can probably imagine, at some point, Kaka comes into contact with fan blades, metaphorically. And things get a little out of hand, and it's a wild romp, and it is part of our studio series. So this is a smaller scale kind of production, and it's a one-act play, so it lasts an hour, but it's just a wild ride that takes you through the entire gamut of emotions.
So what part do you play?
I'm the director.
You're the director. Okay, very good. Christine?
Hi, this is Christine, and I am playing Ginny. There's not a whole lot more to tell without giving away a lot of the fun stuff, but it is definitely something to come see. My character is not only obsessed with the quiche, but I follow Luli around like a little puppy dog because I'm so enthralled and just want to be a part of the big girls. I am the newest member of the team as far as the sisters are concerned, the newest officer there, and just can't wait to eat that quiche.
All right, stepping outside of character for a second, are you guys really that, enthusiastic, that excited about quiche? Do any one of you make a good quiche?
You better be, because I'm the one baking them.
Okay, all right.
I will say, Michael makes a mean quiche. And for this play, he is making like over 20 quiches himself. So that's dedication.
All right, so I'm kind of upset. Monica, how did we not get quiche
out of this? I don't know.
I don't really plan this before. How did you let this happen?
I don't know. I'm sorry about that. I normally make quiche for myself.
You're the producer of the program. You're supposed to follow up on these things. We've five...
Didn't cross my mind.
There should have been quiche in this for us, okay? All right, listen, so before we let you go, and this sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. I know you don't want to give it away, but you got to give us a hook, okay? So, I mean, you don't have to give us like the signature funniest line of the show, but you got to give me something, okay?
Oh, man. Well, I will tell you that Ginny really enjoys the quiche. Pushing all of the other ladies aside, she takes it for herself. So come see how she does that.
Wow. Is this metaphorical?
Oh, no, it's very literal.
It is very real.
I mean, it is intimate.
Oh, got it. Okay. I'm understanding what you're saying that you're not saying. And thank you for not saying. We appreciate that. All right, the show, it's Theatricos. They bring back what they call their grittier, small-scale traveling studio series with the comedy Five Lesbians Eating Quiche. It opens June 9th. This should be fun. This should be fun. You guys seem like you're having fun. What, I don't know, any challenge, Michael, with the direction of this performance?
Aside from the fact that I burned myself making quiche last weekend, it's actually been pretty smooth. We've got a great cast. The biggest challenge has probably been that Theatricos has been very busy this summer, yeah, and everything's been on a really tight timeline. We just closed Dance Nation. We're starting our film series. The Theatra Kids are working on Oklahoma. Lend Me a Tenor is in rehearsals right now, and we're squeezed in among all that. Yeah. But the cast and my brilliant stage manager, Steve King, have all been so flexible and hardworking, and it's been such a joy to work with them. So, and the joy definitely comes through in the performance.
All right. So Michael, is it true that no performance, no set of rehearsals is complete without, you work with actors all the time, mm-hmm, is complete without a breakdown moment? Like somebody's got to cry. Okay. Mm-hmm. Somebody's got to break down and cry. So Lily, all right, I caught you. All right. I knew this was coming. Where was your breakdown moment?
Oh gosh. Well, I feel like each character definitely has their own breakdown moment. We really start out as the society of sisters that are trying to like be very performative for each other. We're trying to maintain our poise and our posture and our calmness. And by the end of the show, there are a lot of tears shed, but those true friendships really form and we really come together as a group. But it's a beautiful show about sisterhood and friendship, truly.
Awesome, awesome. So remember that. No show is complete, okay? If you can't get your actors to break down and cry, somehow, you.
Oh, there have been tears. Okay. I promise.
Okay.
Yeah.
Amen. Really appreciate you. Chris, always appreciate you coming in and giving us an opportunity to visit with you when these shows come in. It's so much fun to have you in studio. Thank you so much. Enjoy the show. Have fun, because the more fun you're having, the more fun we're having.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Thank
Lily,
you so much.
Michael, Christine, thank you so much.
Thank
we'll
you.
We'll take a break. We'll come back. ABC News is next. This is The Legend, 93.5 AM 930.